from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, stocks tanked on Wall Street Thursday and continue to tank in response to President Trump's new global tariffs. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says it's only temporary.
The long term, or even the medium term, you've got to expect the United States of American markets are going to do extremely, extremely well.
Little was spared as fear flared globally about the potentially toxic mix of weakening economic growth and higher inflation that tariffs can create. Meantime, China is hitting back at the U.S. with 34% tariffs on all goods imported from America starting April 10th. An Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and then sexually assaulting a woman inside his squad car.
Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township is charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct. The 24-year-old Munyon, hired by the Atlantic City Police Department in 2022, was on modified assignment until criminal charges were filed. He's now suspended without pay. His arrest followed months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, launched in September when the victim reported the assault. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. A 58-year-old live-in nanny has been charged with abusing twin 7-week-old babies in Jackson. Police say the father called 911 March 26 after his wife saw in video the nanny shaking, tossing, and improperly handling the babies. They were immediately taken to a hospital, their conditions unknown. Upon seeing the video, officers arrested the nanny at the family's house. She is now in the Ocean County Jail. A young male sea pup is recovering at the Marine Mammal Stranding Center after it was found entangled in a fishing line on Long Beach Island last month. The seal was dehydrated and underweight. Had he not been rescued, they say the fishing lines could have cut into his flesh. But this is the second time the MMSC has rescued a seal from entanglement this season. They say discarded fishing gear and marine debris continue to jeopardize the safety of marine wildlife. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com. Click on demand. Not the greatest weekend of April, the first weekend of April. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our weather will dry out, clear out, and simmer down on Monday. Until then, unsettled is the name of the game. We've been tracking wet weather this morning, but this afternoon is trending dry. You might even catch a little peek of filtered sunshine later today. We'll see temperatures settle in the lower to mid-60s by late this afternoon. Tonight will be cloudy and cool with some spotty showers possible, lows in the upper 40s, and tomorrow stays cloudy and cool with an isolated shower or pocketed drizzle possible at any time. Highs tomorrow only reaching about 50. Sunday starts dry, but showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday, mainly in the 60s. Little cooler to the north. We could see some 70s in southwestern New Jersey to close out the weekend. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark is 65, Middletown 63, and Atlantic City is 69. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes, right here on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.